our members in the ambulance service, like, they're going out there, it's a vocational profession where they're going out to assist people. People have actually called for medical emergency care intervention. Now, unfortunately, the prevalence of it is increasing. And I don't know, is that a trend that's coming from across the world, or is it just something that's been recorded better? Unfortunately, our members are increasingly being attacked, assaulted, suffering verbal abuse, all kinds of crazy things going on. Like my history myself, I would have been an ambulance professional now working with SIPTU, but I would have been assaulted. And I know the extreme angst and anxiety, you're waiting for blood tests and you're waiting to return to work, and there's, you know, we're all family people, that there are concerns there, and that's a stressor in itself, so it is. But unfortunately, the incidents are increasing.
And you were seeing this across the northwest, like Leitrim and Donegal as well?
Yes, it actually is, yes. Unfortunately, I think, you know, you identify some of this with larger cities, but it's definitely in the dynamics or the geography of the northwest, like particularly around, like it's largely a rural area, but unfortunately, it is definitely prevalent, be it drug-related, drink-related, maybe mental health issues. I'm not sure the entire, you know what I mean, maybe that's making excuses, but at the end of the day, no ambulance professional should go out there and be threatened or abused or actually assaulted. It's just not good enough. So I have been aware of situations where ambulance crews have been told to go to such and such a place but wait for backup from the Gardaí just to protect them, and that's sad and disappointment in 2019 in Ireland.
And the area that you cover in your work as a union rep is the northwest.
At the minute, I cover from Carndonagh right down into Galway City. You're going from, I suppose, the urban area, Letterkenny, Sligo, Castlebar, Tuam and Galway, and then you're going into, you know, West Donegal, West Cavan, down into even West Mayo and West Galway, into Connemara. So, you know, you have a very geographical spread, but the instances of assaults are across all those areas, unfortunately. Even if you consider the physical assaults, the verbal abuse at times can be phenomenal. Can be excessive, and that's possibly a hidden thing. You know what I mean? That's probably not recorded. Like, you can take into you're going out to a scene, you're there to assist somebody, and you get verbally abused. That can be another stressor, so it can be. So for every physical assault, I said there's multiples of verbal assaults.